This is Shuffle, your backstage pass to Northeast Ohio's music scene. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Cleveland jazz trumpeter Dominic Farinacci is bringing his Modern Warrior Live performance back to the stage after a three-year pandemic pause. For this week's Shuffle, we hear more about the project that helps military veterans heal through jazz. Dominic Farinacci is a world-renowned jazz trumpeter and composer, and heads the Tri-C Jazz Fest Academy in Cleveland. Music education and mental health advocacy have always been important to him.
Maybe it started when my mom, you know, several years ago, she had stage 3 cancer. She's in remission now for many years. She's doing great.
That's great.
It was during that time that I really had to try to take care of my mental health. I ended up doing a TED Talk at the Kennedy Center back in 2015, and the subject of that was going through that experience with my mom and how, you know, music and the arts have such an incredible and profound power in the healing process.
It was right around that time when he first heard the 1983 Tom Waits song, Soldier's Things. He was inspired to connect with an Army veteran and met James Poling of University Heights.
You know, we talked for like 7 hours straight, and he shared his experience with me. And when I was listening to this, I said, well, you know, as a civilian, I my kind of conception of that veteran transition is kind of limited to the quick sound bites that we hear in the media, you know, of the damaged veteran, or the liability, or the hero. And what I'm hearing from James and his story is a much more nuanced and deep and complex situation. We ended up collaborating in this music video associated with this song, Soldier's Things, from my last project.
My name's James Poling. I was in the 82nd Airborne Division for a little over 8 years, and I spent 3 years in Afghanistan across 3 separate tours. And after you get home, you have the free time. You're not distracted with something as dramatic as fighting.
You know, we said, man, how can we expand this, and how can we like build a stage production? And, you know, we just went for it and started workshopping at Tri-C and also Playhouse Square to create the entire production.
We see ourselves in our brothers as we see ourselves in our enemies. For us, fighting is very much a choice.
You must have been really inspired by James.
It was a life-changing event to be able to meet him and to hear his story. You know, for me, first-person storytelling is a great vehicle for me to really kind of gain some musical inspiration.
Talk to me about the format of the performance. I know you're playing the trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on during this performance?
So there's kind of 3 tiers to it. One is the narrative. So James is talking about his experience. And so we have music that's blended into the narrative storyline. And then also we have a multimedia component. And the music is, you know, some original music, some music that's more specific to, you know, military, and then some other songs. You know, we have this great Tom Waits song and the CeeLo Green song and the Leonard Cohen song, Hallelujah, especially more some of the more familiar songs that people will hear when they're hearing it through this context. It kind of puts a whole new meaning to the lyric.
Now, Modern Warrior Live, it's been a stage show, and you also made a film about it?
Correct. So 2017, we did our first performance at Playhouse Square, and then we took it on the road and did over 125 shows. 2020 was our big coming out year, where we had an incredible year of dozens and dozens and dozens of performances slated. So obviously, everything was canceled there. So we decided to create a film adaptation. It's a general kind of mental health story. It talks about trauma and how trauma shapes you as an individual and as a society, family, and friends. And so, you know, it really kind of ended up serving that larger purpose of people, even outside of the veteran community. We've done screenings all around the country, virtual and now back in person.
The music playing alongside this story being told, it takes it to a whole nother level of connection. For I think, like you said, people who've never experienced this, we can connect to it better through music.
Well, that's great to hear. Yeah, thank you. That's certainly our goal. It really taps into the unspoken. When we did one of the first shows, I remember seeing somebody come up to James after the show, and he shook his hand and he said, "You saved my life today."
If I could give anything to the ones who are hurting, it would be peace. For some, I know things might not get better. But I can't help but think that there are individuals out there that need to know that growth is possible. They need to know that society can be wrong when it assigns labels to survivors based on the trauma they survive.
And I knew from that moment, like, this is a serious thing that we're doing, a serious thing that is having a profound impact on people, because it's having people open up for the first time to talk about some of the most personal and intimate experiences that they've had. Through that, we realized that, you know, we actually have a big responsibility. That's why we created a foundation, and we decided to surround every performance we do with mental health service organization, you know, providers, veteran service organization providers, so that people come into the room, they're highly impacted in a very positive but deep way. And then for those who need some help at that time, they're able to immediately connect with folks, you know, on the way out.
And not only is Modern Warrior Live back, but getting this very prestigious grant.
Yes, the National Endowment for the Arts Creative Forces Grant. So this is our first major grant from the NEA, and it's a two-year grant that enables us to do performances in Cleveland and also Columbus, and also more rural areas between Cleveland and Columbus. And it's kind of twofold. It involves a main performance and also integrates a new program we created called the Modern Warrior Experience. And we invite veterans and their families, and we create and film and document a piece where they're actually telling their story through this, you know, integration of the music and multimedia and their narrative. They work with our full, you know, team of artists and, you know, production team members. We figure out how to shape their story, and then we figure out the musical integration. That's a collaboration with them as well. And then also on the multimedia front, like in the main show, you see a lot of these like letters from James that, you know, he wrote back and forth to his girlfriend when he was in Afghanistan, and a lot of different personal things. So we kind of go and get this, you know, collection of some things that mean most to them, and we integrate all those things together. And we also do it live.
That's got to be such a great feeling to be able to make this impact even bigger.
It sure is. Yeah, it sure is. And it's just the beginning. We're really looking to build this out, this experience program out on a national front.
How do you identify the veterans to take part in this?
So we're going to be announcing that on our homecoming show on November 17th at the Mandel Theater in context of our main performance. So we're going to be doing a kind of a local public inquiry where, you know, veterans could, you know, reach out to us if they're interested in participating. And so we kind of create that pool of veterans, and then we, you know, we talk with every one of them, and then we kind of narrow it down to just four veterans from the Cleveland area.
You also have the Library of Congress involved in this project too.
Yes, this is very exciting. So again, honoring Veterans Day, we'll be performing at the Library of Congress. That's a special one because we've created a new collaboration with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, so that as we go around the country working with veterans, we're able to interview veterans, help them, you know, share their own story again through this experience program. But then these interviews will be sent to the Library of Congress Veterans History Project and entered into the Library of Congress in perpetuity. So they're there for everyone in the world to check out. And again, honoring Veterans Day, we'll be performing at the Library of Congress. We're going to have James and two other veterans from the Cleveland area, Walter Booker. And then the third one is Leon Bibb, who's a Vietnam veteran, news anchor and legend here in Cleveland. And those will be the first interviews that will go into the archives.
Talk a little bit more about the performance here in Cleveland on November 17th. What can we expect?
So it'll be the full Modern Warrior Live performance, again, with James and hearing his story and also integrating Leon Bibb and his stories in Vietnam. So it goes back and forth between the Afghanistan experience and Vietnam experience. And you see all the commonalities, but then you see a lot of differences, particularly when James came back home from Afghanistan versus when Leon came back home from Vietnam. Whole other world,
yeah.
Right?
And what's next? What's going to come in 2023? You're going to continue to expand?
Yeah, certainly. I think maybe it's worth mentioning, in addition to the NEA focus, and earlier I mentioned about, you know, trauma and the universality of trauma, right? People from all different walks of life have really been kind of coming around it. So we're actually expanding the experience program through a grant we've received from the Shar and Chuck Fowler Foundation here in Cleveland. We're going to work with 7 formerly incarcerated individuals in the Cleveland area, bring them into this experience program, help to empower them, share their stories and their experiences. Because you think about the universality of trauma and also the community stigma around trauma and certain experiences. You know, James always says in this just incredibly, you know, important line, he says, you know, why is it that somebody who survives cancer is considered stronger, whereas somebody who survives combat is considered damaged and a liability? And he goes on to talk about why are you judged based on the type of trauma you survive?
Do you still have time for your music, Dominic?
Oh, of course. Working on some of that? And this is my music. But certainly, I mean, I think this month kind of tour schedule is a great snapshot of how all my different musical worlds are coming together. Like, I did 3 nights in Tokyo, Japan with Monty Alexander, the, you know, legendary pianist from Jamaica. Then after that, you know, I had a few dates in Philly with my band, and then you know, a few things down in South Carolina and North Carolina. You know, my latest EP, which is a duo recording of me and different pianists, that one just got over like a million listens on Spotify a couple days ago. We hit the million mark. So that's good for 2 cups of coffee, basically, in today's streaming world.
Yes.
It's always just kind of a balance of, you know, focusing on all these different projects and then, you know, weaving them all together so that you create, you know, a 1 or 2 month tour and you have all these different kinds of avenues going on. Yeah, but Modern Warrior certainly didn't expect it to evolve how it has. So it's a lot of time, yeah. And the last thing I want to mention, speaking of different projects, is the pre-college program. I'm the director of the Tri-C Jazz Fest Academy, which is a Saturday pre-college program for students around the country, around Cleveland, to come and study and play the music. And that program I'm incredibly excited about because it's helping to bring up the next generation of musicians here. You know, everything kind of comes full circle, and I think the different avenues of my career kind of all come back to, you know, putting it in front of the younger generation to be, hopefully take something away from it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the Cleveland Arts Prize Mid-Career Artist Award.
Oh, that's amazing. I still can't believe that happened. And thinking about the Cleveland Arts Prize and the long lineage of artists who have received it, it's incredible. Going back to, you know, Toni Morrison and, you know, George Ezell and, like, some of my heroes like Ernie Krivda and Howie Smith and Jamie Haddad. Okay, so you have that, but if you look at the concept, what the concept of the Cleveland Arts Prize is in terms of creating that support infrastructure for artists, I think that's so incredibly important because as artists, you know, we're used to like running from gig to gig and just trying to figure out how to make a career in this music. And what that does is that instability really kind of prevents us from having the proper runway to really focus on a meaningful project and to really expand, to just put everything else aside, focus on this project and help to develop it in a real substantial way. You know, artists, we usually don't have that kind of luxury because we're running all over the place all the time trying to figure it out. So what I appreciate about the Cleveland Arts Prize concept is that, you know, they play a small but important role of creating that infrastructure for us artists to kind of take a breath for a moment and to focus on something and really commit to something of really meaningful artistic, you know, integrity. And, you know, if we had more of that kind of thing here in Cleveland in terms of like supporting our artists in that capacity, because well thought out deep projects are something that are few and far between. And it's because we're always spread so thin. And if we can create some kind of sustainable infrastructure with that, realizing that, you know, philanthropy is really a key to our success in the arts community, I think, one, it would help to increase the artistic output of our community because we have so many wonderful artists in our community. And also, two, I think it'll help to build a bigger audience for our community.
Well, this is an exciting new chapter, and I'm looking forward to seeing all the additional veterans and people that you can impact with it. So it's exciting.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. That's Dominic Farinacci. You can find links and more details at ideastream.org/shuffle. And if you like what you hear, tap the follow button, write us a review, share the podcast on social media, and tell other people about it. You can find us on Facebook, search WKSU's Shuffle. And if you have any thoughts or ideas for future episodes, let us know. Shuffle@ideastream.org is where you can write to us. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Thanks for listening.